Great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be with you.
What do you make of this report that says these increases are coming?
Well, I'd say don't believe everything you read. It's not always truth to it, but there's some reasons to be concerned. But when you have any kind of natural disaster, wildfire, hurricanes, or what have you, it takes several years for the statistics to catch up and that to translate to rate changes.
Are you concerned about the possibility for more wildfires in North Carolina as we move forward?
Well, we're certainly at a high-risk area. We've had our share of wildfires, and we just ask people to be cautious. And most of the fires that start are started because people do stupid things, like starting a fire on a windy day under dry conditions. So follow the lead of your local fire departments, and if they say do not burn, do not burn.
We've talked a lot, you and I, about this settlement that you negotiated with the insurance companies. A lot of that happened before the wildfires, before Hurricane Helene. Kind of a blessing in disguise, wasn't it, that this got negotiated before those things happened?
Well, I think so. There's all sorts of factors that go into insurance rates. Insurance is all about risk, and you know, inflation keeps driving all prices up, so there's a lot of pressure on insurance at all angles, but we've done a good job here in North Carolina in holding our rates to some of the lowest in the country.
When do these rates have to be negotiated again?
Well, it depends. We're a rate bureau state, so the rate bureau represents the insurance industry. So anytime the industry feels like they're paying out more in claims than they're taking in premiums, they'll come to us and ask for an increase. They don't hesitate to do that.
Outside of these rates, what are the other things that you and your department at the Department of Insurance are working on right now?
Well, there's a lot of insurance fraud, and we spend a lot of time going after the insurance fraud because that drives up the costs significantly. You've got people filing fake claims all the time, and you've got people that make a living out of scamming insurance companies. And so you've got to be on the lookout for that. And then when we have hailstorms like we had up in Greensboro and Archdale High Point area a few days ago, you see the roofing contractors come in going door to door in the neighborhood. So I tell people to be cautious if somebody comes to your house trying to give you a bargain on a roof repair or any type of construction.
Visiting with North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey, you mentioned insurance scams, and I feel like outside of folks going door to door, there are other ways people try to scam you. Are there things we should be on the lookout for?
Well, they say about half of the claims for Medicare, Medicaid have some degree of fraud in there. So a lot of times it's medical miscoding. Sometimes the medical providers may mistakenly miscode something, and sometimes it could be that somebody's miscoding something on purpose to get a higher reimbursement. Mm. So I think people need to be aware when they get their explanation of benefits on any health statements to make sure they're being charged the right amounts, and be sure to call the provider and question if you have any questions. And if you have a claim, whether it's homeowners or physical damage for automobile wrecks, if you don't think you're being offered a fair settlement, give us a call at the Department of Insurance, because we have a consumer division that gets involved every day. They call the insurance companies, they talk to the policyholder, and they usually can get a little better settlement when we get involved to make sure that everything's right.
You know, I just kind of thinking about this, your office oversees all kinds of insurance, health insurance, homeowners insurance, vehicle insurance.
Right.
Really, you do it all, the Department of Insurance.
And we oversee collection agencies and bail bondsmen and all sorts of things. So whatever the situation is, even if it's flood insurance, which is usually a federal program, we get involved and help people when they have an issue. If somebody's having an issue with FEMA, we're not a representative of FEMA, but we have a good working relationship with FEMA, so we can make some calls on your behalf.
Let me ask you about Western North Carolina, since you brought up FEMA. We continue to see the recovery going on there after Hurricane Helene. What continues to be some of the biggest issues you see folks dealing with in that region of our state?
Well, the biggest issue, you've got businesses that don't have a business. You have farms that have been wiped out. And these people, is 6 months later, they're still waiting for the cold, hard cash. And that's the biggest thing. We've had a good outpouring of supplies, food, clothing. I've never seen so many volunteers on the ground. We've been up there every week helping folks with insurance claims and helping them get to charities and so forth. But they're still waiting for that financial help coming from the state and federal governments.
There was a bill that's introduced in the legislature. You were the fire marshal in the state for a long time, too. That would the fireworks. It would be more like South Carolina fireworks that would be introduced in North Carolina. What do you think about that possibility?
Well, I think it's a bad idea. I think you've got to look at the safety of the public. And I don't know any fire chief or fire marshal in the state that favors doing what South Carolina is doing and making fireworks more available. I think it's worked just fine. If you look at some of the injury reports that we see around the 4th of July, especially, you get people, when they're drinking, they drink too much, and drinking and fireworks don't mix. We've had people, you call it the Florida man story. This was in Florida, where a man was so drunk, he set a rocket on top of his head and lit it, and it blew his head off. So that those are bad ideas. And I know one year my brother on the 4th of July had some fireworks he bought illegally to the state, and he lit off a rocket, and it shot through a screen door into one of the neighbor's homes and almost burned the home down, but they got the fire out luckily. So there's a lot of close calls, and these could be prevented with just some safety warnings and not make – you don't want to make it more available than it already is.
I don't know if your brother's going to be happy you told that story on the radio.
Probably not. I've got several brothers, so we don't know which one.
It's what the former governor said, don't put your stupid hat on, right?
Right, exactly.
Commissioner Causey, I'll let you go. If folks have an issue or they want to get in touch or think they need some help, how can they go about getting in contact?
They can certainly go to our website, ncdoi.gov. They can give me a call directly, and we've got a toll-free number. It's online. And then direct number is 919-807-6003. And they can call that Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or send me an email directly. And it's my name, mike.causey@ncdoi.gov.
It's the Commissioner of Insurance, Mike Causey. Always great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Give us a call. We'll try to help.